What was the difference between the A's and the C's? Charman ran through every conceivable explanation. He looked at their physical and mental health, their masculinity, femininity scores, and their hobbies and vocational interests. He compared what ages they started walking and talking and what their precise IQ scores were in elementary and high school. In the end, only one thing mattered: family background. The A's overwhelmingly came from the middle and the upper class. Their homes were filled with books. Half of the fathers of the A group had a college degree or beyond, at a time when a university education was a rarity. The C's, on the other hand, were from the other side of the tracks. Almost a third of them had a parent who had dropped out of school before the eighth grade. At one point, Terman had his field workers go and visit everyone from the A and C group and rate their personalities and manner. What they found is everything you would expect to find if you were comparing children raised in an atmosphere of concerted cultivation with children raised in an atmosphere of natural growth. The A's were judged to be much more alert, poised, attractive, and well-dressed. In fact, the scores on those four dimensions were so different as to make you think you were looking at two different species of humans. You aren't, of course. You're simply seeing the difference between those schooled by their families to present their best face to the world and those denied that experience. The Terman results are deeply distressing. Let's not forget how highly gifted the C group was. If you had met them at 5 or 6 years of age, you would have been overwhelmed by their curiosity and mental agility and sparkle. They were true outliers. The plain truth of the Terman study, however, is that in the end, almost none of the genius children from the lowest social and economic class ended up making a name for themselves. What did the C's lack, though? Not something expensive or impossible to find. Not something encoded in DNA or hardwired into the circuits of their brains. They lacked something that we could have given them if we'd only known they'd needed it. A community around them that prepared them properly for the world. The C's were squandered talent. But they didn't need to be. Today, Chris Langan lives in rural Missouri on a horse farm. He moved there a few years ago after he got married. He's in his 50s but looks many years younger. He has the build of a linebacker, thick through the chest with enormous biceps. His hair is combed straight back from his forehead. He's a neat graying mustache and aviator-style glasses. If you look into his eyes, you can see the intelligence burning behind them. A typical day is, I get up and make coffee. I go in and sit in front of the computer and begin working on whatever I was working on the night before, he said, not long ago. I found if I go to bed with a question on my mind, all I have to do is concentrate on the question before I go to sleep, and I virtually always have the answer in the morning. Sometimes I realize what the answer is because I dreamt the answer, and I can remember it. Other times I just feel the answer, and I start typing and the answer emerges on the page. He had just been reading the work of the linguist Noam Chomsky. There were piles of books in his study. He ordered books from the library all the time. I always feel that the closer you get to the original sources, the better off you are, he said. Langan seemed content. He had farm animals to take care of, and books to read, and a wife he loved. It was a much better life than being a bouncer. I don't think there's anyone smarter than me out there, he went on. I have never met anyone like me, or never seen even an indication that there is someone who actually has better powers of comprehension. Never seen it, and I don't think I'm going to. I could. My mind is open to the possibility. But if anyone should challenge me, oh, I think I'm smarter than you are, I think I could have them. What he said sounded boastful. But it wasn't really. It was the opposite, a touch defensive. He had been working for decades now, but almost none of what he had done had ever been published, much less even read, by the physicists and philosophers and mathematicians who might be able to judge its value.